Well, Inflay's one of the most talented people I've ever met. I mean, he's such a super, super fucking dude, basically. But, I mean, the change really came from, I mean, I kind of had a bit of a vision for the album. I really wanted to use some gospel and hip-hop influences, particularly in the production. And so it was quite a sort of natural thing to look for someone in hip-hop. I didn't really know whether that would be for the whole album or something, but it was really cool. I had this song around town, and I just thought, you know, I put the feelers out, and a friend of mine just emailed me and said, check out this dude. He's, like, really young. Inflow had never produced an album before. But, you know, he just passed on his details, and I just thought it was just the most brave production I'd heard in a long time. And so we met up, and it just went from there. And it was just, like, a beautiful thing. It was, like, even though we were completely moving away from the past, it felt, like, really good. It wasn't hard, you know? And so yeah, we just ran with this idea. And he almost, like, jumped in the band. I mean, he played a lot of music with us. He really got right into the core of what the Kicks is and helped us change it, and well, not even change it, but evolve it.